This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey, my cat-loving friends. As a behaviorist, we often see behavior problems that are coming from some sort of a physical problem, an allergy, a sensitivity. You'd be surprised how often we can link those back. And two of our favorite people, those two crazy cat ladies,
not us.
Other people are like, aren't you that? No. Jay and Adrienne, the two crazy cat ladies, they have been working with a test that they now have on their site that can check for organ stress, environmental sensitivities, food sensitivities, vitamin and mineral deficiencies, bacterial toxins, chemical toxins, heavy metals, mold, parasites, viruses, hormonal imbalances, and more.
Linda, I think our sponsor wants to talk now.
So, yes. So, we're going to take a break for our sponsor. And as soon as we get back, we'll get Jay and Adrienne in here and we will find out more about this and how we can get involved. We'll be right back.
Pet Greens is proud to support 19 Cats and Counting on Pet Life Radio. Our small family farm produces live organic cat grass, catnip, and soft chew treats packed with green nutrition to help your pets truly thrive inside. We're partnering with pioneer cat behavior expert and best-selling author Pam Johnson Bennett to help indoor cats live their best lives with indoor enrichment tips for their parents.
I'm very careful about the products that I choose because I have built a reputation over four decades where cat parents trust me and they know that when I recommend a brand or talk about a particular product, they know it came from my heart and I really believe it. I've done my research with Pet Greens. I love the products. I love the quality. And one of the things that I feel just stands out is the education that Pet Greens provides. They guide you every step of the way. It's a relationship. I know how much they love cats and how much they love cat welfare and cat health, and that's their motivation.
For more information on the benefits of cat grass and catnip for your cat's indoor enrichment, visit petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am your co-host, Linda Hall, here with my forever BFF, the blonde bombshell that is Rita Reimers.
I always know she wants something when she calls me the blonde bombshell.
No, I'm just building up in case I do later. I don't have anything right now, but I want to talk to you. I want to talk to the ladies.
Well, thank you. I don't want to talk to you either. I talk to you enough.
Love you. Jay and Adrienne.
We're not
welcome
fighting.
Welcome back, my darling.
How are you? We love you, and thank you so much for coming back on our podcast.
You guys are so much fun.
Oh, we love you.
Honey, life has to be fun.
That intro was, whoa, just moved up.
It was, and I did it in one breath, too, all of that description.
Yeah, that was nice.
I know she kept going and going and going.
Like, it's a long
so
list.
So you could be an auctioneer.
Yes, that's my next vocation.
Wow. That's our next career. Yeah. But let's not talk about you. Let's talk about the two crazy cat ladies and this awesome new test they have. I'm dying, trying to decide which of the 19 that live with me to try it on.
Isn't it exciting? Because it is, I think it's going to be a game changer for so many cats. And I think you said it at the very top, how many times our cats are having some sort of behavioral issue and it's because they're actually not feeling well, right?
Like, that, see it a lot.
Yeah. So this is going to be really exciting, especially for cats that have cyclical issues. You know, they go in for sensitivities or something like that and they get a round of antibiotics or they're put on steroids or whatever it may be. And we don't know what the root of the issue is.
Right. Yeah. And they're often just treated symptomatically, right? So at the vet's office, the internal vets are not necessarily going to always find the root cause, but they're going to treat the symptoms over and over, which is, you know, it's helpful. But the side effects of treating symptoms rather than the problem normally takes years off their life, right?
If, sure.
Especially one of these cyclical, you know, my cat is allergic to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, those things. Then
I had a dog that was allergic to grass. And so every spring and summer, she was on prednisone. And I now, knowing what I know that wasn't the best idea.
Well, yeah, pred causes liver damage.
But who knew? Have her on pred for so long. But yeah, that was back before I knew better. But
well, a lot of these things weren't even known of and not available.
Years ago.
20 years ago. And it's like, oh my gosh, why is my cat itching themselves to death?
Right.
Drawing blood. What is going on?
Yeah. So in fact, I think this is the very first test of its kind that is specifically for cats, that is geared towards cats, because cats are still the underdog, right?
Like they're true. Yeah.
The proverbial underdog.
They're the redheaded stepchildren of the domesticated pets category. Yes. Everybody thinks cats don't need anything because they're self-sufficient, but they're not.
And I love it. We're working with this beautiful company, Pet Mandela, to do all of this testing. And they started in the human world. And just the way that it has changed and literally saved so many lives just by knowing what the root cause of something is. And not just what's beautiful about this test is not just does it say, oh, well, A, we have some organ stress here. Sensitivities are A, B, and C. We definitely have some heavy metal toxicity happening. There you go. Here are your test results. This test takes a step further and says they have a database of hundreds of natural products, thousands of natural products that they test to see what would most specifically be beneficial for these specific imbalances or sensitivities.
For your specific cat.
Right. So you get the test results.
Right.
And then you get a list of solutions.
Yeah.
Nice. Because otherwise you get the test results. Okay, great. Now what? Right.
Thanks for letting me know. Now, what do I do with this?
Exactly. And that's what most of the testing that you do at the vet's office, that's what it is. You know, the vet will probably still come back with the same solution. Most vets won't even put your cat through the testing, the blood testing of these kind of things, because they won't put you through it because it's really just your pocketbook, right? They make you pay for it because they'll be like, well, in the end, I'm still going to, you know, give steroids or antibiotics. So they don't have another solution, and this is another solution. Now, before I say, because everybody thinks the test is a blood test, right? This is so cool about this is it's an at-home test.
Let me share my screen with you, if you don't mind, your website that has this product on it. Is that okay? Okay. So we got to go into your
it
shop.
Says right on it, hair and saliva.
Yeah.
So, it's toward the
bottom.
Are
you just brushing the cats and taking some of the hair?
Correct. Yeah. And we have a video. There's a link to a video under the description on the page that will that shows you exactly how to do it, because we just filmed ourselves doing it for our cats.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
A clean brush. You get off. You brush your cat's hair. You take it off the brush. You stick it in the little baggie that they send. And then you take their little swab. It's like a long Q-tip.
Oh,
and
here.
You just let them kind of bite on it a little bit. Put it on the corner of their mouth so you get some saliva. Put that back in. And send it off. It's that easy. There's no car ride. There's no stress involved. There's none of that.
Look how good she was for that. You people, when you see the video, you'll see what we're talking about.
Sweet girl. Well,
nice.
And behaviorally, I mean, it's no secret that cats
hide signs.
So
these are the results. About that.
Cats hide signs of illness, right? We all know this. What I think a lot of people don't think about is the stress that also causes on the cat. If I am a cat who is ill in nature, I'm going to go lay under a bush somewhere and wait to either expire or get better, because I don't want to lead that to my clouder members. So if I have a cat who's sick in my house, not only is that cat stressed because they feel like easy prey, as Super looks at me, I'm not talking about you, you're fine.
But right on cue.
It is upsetting to the other cats in the household to have a weak link in their midst.
Oh,
so they can act up. So that's where all this behavioral connection can come from. All of a sudden, my cats are attacking each other.
They're going to put us out of business. That's okay.
A lot of cats are like Adrian. Adrian, when she's in pain, when she has some type of pain, she gets quiet and mean. Like, she's just, you know, like, I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like, what hurts right now? Because you're not communicating and you're very angry. So what is going on? You know, like, but cats can be the same way.
Again, you two are like Linda and Adrian.
It's
but anyway.
A joke when I'm really sick. Somebody will be like, you bring mom's food in. No, you bring it in. They're all scared of me when I'm so cranky.
So same. It's
Adrian, how do you act different than that?
I'm short, but you can tell. My mom always said, and this is why I look mean, and I can be very mean. But my mom said, if you're not smiling, you look like a bulldog. And it's like, and it's true. I got the little jowls going on. Jay was like, when I was going through an abscessed tooth, which was mind-numbing pain, she was like, oh my God, I see it. The bulldog. Yeah. I see it.
Well, don't our cats get that way too, though? They get very self-protective.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They kind of isolate themselves away and don't want to be bothered.
And, you know, that's the biggest thing about this is our cats are instinctively, they hide their pain. Just like you described, I think that's probably going to make some light bulbs go off for many people that are listening right now, that in a confined clouder, like our homes, you have one cat that's not feeling well. Not only are they going to be like feeling vulnerable, but everyone else already notices it too. And that can make it, and they can't talk to us, y'all. It is up to us to really do our best to understand body language, subtle changes in their behavior, keeping an eye on their appetite, their energy, their eliminaciones. This test is a great way to really find out, right? We did it with our Zorro, who is our oldest and arguably our healthiest cat. He's the purest. He only ever eats his raw food. He's very active. He's all the stuff.
His coat is like shiny.
Oh my God.
He's the kind of person I hate that jogs all the time and always eats perfectly. Yes.
Right.
Well, Zorro is that guy. But he's got one little tick that we always thought was really cute. Where he just has like this little like
twitch. Like a it's like twitch. a random, like it's like a nervous.
Like a nerve. Like a nerve misfire and
something
involuntary.
Everything twitches.
Right.
That kind of thing.
When you get a voluntary thing. And then the other cat that we tested was our Annie. And we knew that she had gone through, she's the one that we found under a tree in our community. Right. And we knew that she had been through some stuff, and we had her titer tested. Her titer was through the roof for rabies. She would not touch wet food when we first got her. She was tough to transition over. So we had her tested as well. The results that we got back were incredible. So Zorro's were basically...
Like beautiful. When it came to like the sensitivities section. So when you guys take this test, you'll see you have like the different sections, the food sensitivities. It was like Annie was off the chart. She was like sensitive to like all dairy, lots of like this and that. And luckily nothing that's in her normal menu now, but he was sensitive to stevia.
Stevia.
Yeah, I was watching when you guys went live and you were showing the results. I was like, stevia, why did they even test for that in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, honestly, it probably is in many of these commercial cat foods because everything they can to enhance.
I never thought about it. I'll have to look.
Yeah, I have no idea.
We don't even have it in the house.
Yeah, I was like, I'll never put that in his morning coffee.
He takes his coffee black, right? So right. No stevia.
Interestingly enough, this boy tested that there was a
nervous system.
A nervous system situation. And that he was having neurological stress.
Yep.
Oh.
And that's a remedy.
A homeopathic remedy and our PEA remedy. Which they tested one of our products too. We sent
a lot of products in as well so that they could test to see if it's beneficial.
So we co-branded a PEA supplement with Dr. Judy Morgan, and it works in the endocannabinoid system, much like CBD, but not because it's not marijuana, right? There's cannabis in it.
Yeah, it's great for nerves. So I've been taking it because of my abscessed molar situation.
Yeah. So that helped him.
But that's not good. That sounds like a whole nother podcast.
his little twitch tick thing that he had. It's like, oh, of all the things. And that's.
Did it go away then when you put him on this? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. But the cool thing is going back to the behavioral is Annie, when we brought her in, we started seeing behavioral issues. It was, you know, her peeing on my face at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's, you know, fighting with the other cat. She's not aggressive, but she is.
She's a wild cat.
She's a wild cat.
She's somewhere and you go to move her, she will rip your arm off.
Wow. Yes.
Okay. I know we need to take a break, but I want to say something about this peeing on you and the sensitivities as soon as we get back.
Right.
Hey, it's Linda Hall from 19 Cats and Counting.
And I'm Rita Reimers from 19 Cats and Counting. You know the expression that cats have 9 lives? Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life.
How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control the free-roaming cat populations, too. You can learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org.
That's givethem10.org.
Ready for the biggest cat celebration in the world? Come to the CFA International Cat Show and Expo in Cleveland, Ohio on October 12th and 13th. The Expo is the world's grandest cat celebration, seamlessly blending pedigree cat exhibitions with feline welfare and rescue initiatives. It captivates over 10,000 feline enthusiasts each year, celebrating all cats, whether rescue or pedigreed, in a shared spirit of love and unity. Dive into cat-themed activations and enlightening educational sessions. Marvel at 1,000 non-pedigree and pedigreed cats, adoptable felines, and explore over 100 cat-themed vendors. It's an event dedicated to honoring our beloved felines and their admirers. And guess what feline influencers are coming to meet and greet? YouTube cat video sensation Aaron's Animals, as well as Nathan the Cat Lady, Lambo Leisha, Chupi, and many, many more. Gather your cat crew and do whatever it takes to head to the CFA Cat Expo. It's a whisker-wiggling, tail-twirling extravaganza you won't want to miss. Get your tickets at cfacatexpo.com. That's cfacatexpo.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
So we're back with 19 Cats and Counting, and we're getting into some really good stuff about behavior and sensitivity to different, and, you know, anything that in your household that your cat might be allergic to that could be influencing that behavior.
And organ stressors, right? So it tests for toxicity levels and things like that, that we don't necessarily know how to correct in our cat. They ran for Annie's results. They ran some homeopathic treatments and a few of our products as well. But I just started simply with the homeopathic remedies on her food every day. It went from like literally a full-time job to clean the pee up after
my full-time job.
Her full-time job, of course.
Of course.
But a full-time job of cleaning up cat piss around the house all day long, every day, finding it, cleaning it, all that.
Black light.
Good black light. Yes.
You can't live with that. You know, after a while, you just can't live like
Not that way.
But it went to full-time employment for me too.
To maybe a couple times a week.
That's manageable. Huge difference.
Playing more, fighting much less. Like it's like the everything starting to balance.
And I was feeling more comfortable.
Did you have to adjust her food? Did you have to eliminate certain things from her diet?
Just added the holistic stuff to it. The
remedies. Really?
Because people get so, my cat peed on my head because it hates me. Because it's punishment, because it's whatever. When your cat pees on you, they are claiming you as territory, which means that Annie's perception was that somebody or something could take you away from her. My heart is breaking, sorry. And she's sick. So I'm really going to cry. She's sick. So she's feeling vulnerable. So she's got to mark you. So everybody knows.
You. Yeah.
So this is the perfect, Annie, I'm so sorry, honey. This is the perfect example of how behavior problems come from illness and the truth of what was happening behind this. She wasn't feeling strong enough to protect you. She knew she was ill. My former husband, when he was getting ready to go on hospice, bought a gun, and I hate guns and I never allowed one in my house, but he was feeling like he couldn't protect us. So I allowed it and then got rid of it like the day after he passed because I hate them. But
I can understand why he did that. Sure.
Yes.
Cats do that too.
He installed extra deadbolts. He was like, I can't protect my family. So I'm going to have to put
in that extra extra deadbolt Annie was putting
in,
right?
That was what Annie was doing by peeing on you, Jay. That's
ugh.
such love.
I've been peed on too, and it's a compliment, but
yeah, it doesn't feel like it. No one wants that compliment, but
it's funny because everybody always asks, "What did you do?" Because, you know, I think the trigger reaction, probably for me, maybe like 10 or 20 years ago, it would have been as well. It's like
screaming,
throw something, you know, like you're dead asleep, and then an animal is peeing on your face, right? Like, and this is my reaction.
I can attest to it.
I turned my friend on and said, she's peeing on me. Like, you do something about it. I don't know what she wants to, like,
and I didn't
touch my mouth. So I,
yeah. And I honestly didn't want to scare her. I was like, baby girl, don't do that.
Because she's doing something natural. My daughter's 20-year-old cat only comes down to eat. One day, in between wet food meals, he walked into this room. He's very cranky. And I'm like, what are you doing? Because he never comes in here, right? If cat's doing something odd, if there's something up. He walked over between my bed and wall, turned his butt around and sprayed it right in front of me. I had ferals in a bush behind there, and I didn't know it.
He was delivering a message.
And I went, because I wanted to yell, stop it. Then it was like, he's doing something natural. There's a reason. This is territorial behavior. Engage behavior brain and don't holler at tiger.
Yeah.
Behavior brain.
Engage behavior brain.
So back to the test, you guys. Back to the test. Linda has to get back in the rail. In place now.
This is beautiful, though. And this is so grand. I'm glad that you're bringing it back around. But I really, that it's such important. I'm just going to say this. The amount of compassion that goes into better understanding our cat's behavior, I believe, is going to change the world. And the fact that you can actually bring compassion back to human beings who are frustrated and angry and overwhelmed with something that their cat is doing and help them understand, literally, you don't want to break their heart, but you want to move their heart to a place of compassion to understand why it is they're doing that.
That's so true.
Incredibly important work. And I love that that is
what you guys do day in and day out.
And I think that this is, you know, I think he's very simpatico, right? Like, this is something that's complementary. When it comes to cat tools, as you can have in your tool bag, the better.
100%.
Toolbox.
It amazes me when people say, like, I've had cats for 30 years and I never knew this stuff. Well, then how did you have cats for 30 years and not learn this stuff? Because they tell you. You just have to pick it up.
I mean, crazy. Guys, we've had cats for 20 years and we never had a peeing problem. Like, maybe like an off little event or something, but we have like a consistent problem.
No, that was a definite issue, especially if it wasn't medical and it wasn't Pandora syndrome or anything like that. And it was all those sensitivities.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why this is exciting for us, because I think it's really going to help so many cats that they don't know how to tell us what kind of feels up. You know, even Zorro, the picture of the guy that jogs every morning, looks great, eats all the perfect foods. That is Zorro. And there it is, like something that even he has something that can be helped or improved. So I feel like, but certainly for our cats that are going back and forth to the vet, I know $274, $75, that's a big chunk of change for $100. But I look at how it can help stop the cycle of these vet visits.
Thousands of dollars of vet visits.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's an investment, because you spend $274 now and learn all this stuff, and you're saving potentially thousands of dollars in vet bills that your vet wouldn't be able to figure it out anyway.
Right. Or you see, and I'll just tease it real quick, because later on this year, we're actually coming up with like a less expensive mini version of this. So you don't actually get to see everything that your cat has, like, all the sensitivities to. So you
just
won't get
the major things.
You'll just get the products.
That'd be good.
So a lot of people have already gone to the vet, and their vet has said, my cat is allergic to blah, 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 blah. And they're going back and forth thousands and thousands of dollars, or they are trying to go the natural route and they're trying this supplement and they're trying that supplement and they're trying this one, and none of them are working. Or maybe this one seemed to work a little bit, but that didn't. We don't know. That's what this bioenergetic testing machine does, is it runs your cat's saliva and their hair. It runs all of these products and says which product is going to help this specific cat's DNA.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That really is fantastic.
It's such a gift to the cats and to the people. I mean, first of all, we want them to live longer and be healthier and not be miserable. But then, yeah, like all the problems we talked about that can come from it, like being peed on in bed.
Yeah. I noticed there's something in your store where you can get an assessment phone call or Zoom. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So for a small add-on to the kit, and you can do this afterwards if you want, if you don't understand it yourself, but you can get one of their holistic practitioners to, they will make you a 10-minute video explaining all the results to you. It's pretty I guess it's not pretty. We're in this field and we've been in it for so long that it's pretty simple for us to see. But if you're not, you're like, I don't even know what necessarily that system is that's under stress, right? So they will explain it all to you for those of you guys that, you know, are like us.
But one thing to shout out to the website as well. You know, the simple part of it, once you do the test, there's my angel, Meredith. Once you test and you send it back in, and they'll let you know when the results are ready. And that website is really easy to navigate. The graphs are really self-explanatory. There's a lot of, you know, they do a great job of kind of streamlining a lot of scientific information into very digestible nuggets for us. So I think that it's, it really, I don't know that everyone would want the consult. We obviously did because we did.
Yeah.
It's just the life, you know, but a lot of it's already explained. So,
but even with getting the consult and the test, we're still talking $350. I'm sure I spent that taking Katie twice for her grass allergies. And I probably took her 10 times for her grass allergies. So I would have saved a lot of money if I had had this then and been able to skip the line and take care of it naturally and not keep running to the vet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth mentioning though, too, this is not a replacement for a vet ever. I mean, a vet is also one of the most valuable tools in our toolkits or box or revet, whatever.
Will pet insurance cover the cost of that, do you think?
What's that?
I don't think so.
No.
For the test?
Yeah. It's a diagnostic tool, right? I mean, you would think they might.
They should. It would save them money on the vet visits that they're supplementing.
Definitely.
Right?
There are very few pet insurances.
We'll have to check into that.
Yeah, I think it would be because of the products that they recommend, it would be under more holistic care. So if you have a pet insurance that actually covers that, which I don't think any of them do unless it's one of those like right?
Not yet anyway.
We're getting more and more. We're seeing all these advancements and it gets us so excited every time somebody really does the work on it.
Which kitty is in your lap, Adrian?
This is our Madison Grace.
Oh, look how beautiful.
She's so beautiful. I know.
I love calicos. So I have two calicos.
Oh, she is such a
spoiled angel.
I love the stripes on her neck. She's just beautiful. Yeah.
This is the work.
You guys spoil all your cats. I get such a thrill out of Adrian's face when a cat walks in the room because she gets the most beautiful smile on her face and she just lights up like Santa just came down the chimney.
I understand that feeling.
She sees every day and it's so genuine. It always warms my heart when
I really
see
it. It really is. I tell you, I've learned over 20 years that as soon as she's in pain, I just pick up a cat and bring it to her. Then I don't get to meet, right?
Nicole, Nikki, are you listening? Next time Linda's grouchy, pick up a cat and bring it to her.
That's right. She also knows that I'm like worthless brain-wise for like the first couple seconds that a cat walks out like.
Yeah.
When you're on a live or something, all of a sudden you go, and you just light up and I know there's a cat just walking in the room every time because that smile is the most lovely thing ever. It is just a beautiful smile.
It is.
Yeah.
Cats bring such joy. If you're listening to this and you've never owned a cat, I don't know why you're listening to this, but if you've never owned a cat, you just don't understand. And you really should be a cat parent.
It's true. Wonderful.
You know, like the kitty on your bed that's showing us his butt right now.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, he's only gone gray on his butt, so he looks like one of those
monkeys.
Yes. Butt. He just really started getting gray on his butt. Yeah, that's Deadpool.
He's
super
on
my pillow. He is. And he only jumps on my bed when I'm on video. It's like he has a need to be on camera. Sometimes he'll chase his tail and really act up. But it's only when I'm on video.
Yep. You know, I would love to run that.
He wants to be a star.
Against him and see if it tells why that's happening to his fur on his butt. It could be some kind of sensitivity.
He's also a colossal jerk. And so, you got to wonder if there's something behind that, too. Mm-hmm. My son-in-law named him Deadpool and he lives up to his name. He's just a jerk. I love him, but yeah, he's a jerk.
He's very cute, but I just have to say.
I think. See, we love our cats no matter what, but if you're having some behavior issues with your cat, you should really check out this hair and saliva kit. And even if you're having medical issues that your vet can't pinpoint, check this out. I think everybody should run it against, let's see, Linda, 30 sanctuary cats. Yeah, we need some mega fundraiser.
We'll do a fundraiser for that.
Even if
your cat, look at your Zorro. You never would have guessed anything was wrong. And there was something that you could have do to make his life better.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
that's huge.
Any last, I want to give the two crazy cat ladies our last word because we have to wrap it up, darn it all.
Yeah, always go by too fast. We love you guys so much.
I know. Yeah, we love you too. And I can't wait till we finally get out to Vegas. That's the first
time. No,
on our agenda. There's a lot of places we want to go, but Vegas is first.
The four of us together, we'll get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Memories. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, right? My gosh. That's hilarious. Any last words of wisdom or information that you'd like to impart on?
I just think this is such an exciting time to be cat parents, to be able to have all of these tools, behaviorists, hair and saliva tests, holistic health really coming, you know, as a complementary tool for so many people. I think it's just been crazy to watch, even in the past 9 years since we've been the two crazy cat ladies, to watch so many beautiful resources growing in a very specific place so that we can better take care of our cats. And I feel like this is just a tool in the toolkit and
an important tool in the toolkit.
Yeah.
Just know you're on the tool and we're all excited about it.
I love it.
It's a great time to be in the area of pet wellness, whether it be cats, dogs, both cats and dogs, goldfish, doesn't matter. The tides are turning and all the much better for our pets so they can live longer and happier. So I thank you for being on our show again and for being, you know, such great influencers. We run into like the same 10 to 12 people in the cat world, and you're definitely someone we are so happy to be working with. Linda
doesn't do that. I'm sorry.
Yep, Linda wants to know how you did that. How did you do that? People who are listening, you have no idea what we're talking about.
You don't know. It is. If you make a heart shape on my Mac computer, does this for some reason. If you make the heart shape with your hands.
Oh, cool.
Linda, we have old computers. That's not going to happen.
No, that's probably why. Yeah.
It's not going to happen for us, babe. Sorry.
But that's how much we love you guys.
Yes.
We love you back. Thank you so much. And of course, I have to thank Mark Winter for giving us the opportunity on Pet Life Radio so we can educate people about what's new.
Yay, Mark. Right?
Yay, Mark. Yay, Mark. We'll see you next time. But until then, remember, every day is Catterday.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.